You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Eskom chairperson Ben Ngumane resigning with immediate effect. There was a statement very late last night from the Minister of Public Enterprises, Lynn Brown, which announced Ngumane's resignation. The minister says that she accepted the resignation. Ngumane has obviously been at Eskom for quite a while now, and a lot has happened there, a lot of investigations that are underway around some of the issues happening at Eskom. Let's talk now to Kulani Goma. He is the spokesperson for the Eskom board. Mr. Goma, good morning to you.
Perfetto, thank you.
You're most welcome, Mr. Goma. Firstly, why did Ngumane resign?
What he told me, actually, when he spoke last night, was that it was for personal reasons. So I suppose he would have said the same thing to the minister.
Personal reasons, but obviously you know that that's going to make all of us very curious. And the reason why we'll be curious, firstly, is that there's an AGM coming up in a week or two at Eskom, at which then you would have expected the board chairperson to formally hand over if he's intending to leave the company. And the minister has been talking a lot about this AGM and has said to us that she intends changing the board. Why not wait for that AGM?
Well, I think the minister has actually, you know, has not necessarily pronounced on what she's going to do, particularly in terms of specifics. She has though indicated that indeed, as you have said, that it appears there may be certain action that may happen there. So I don't know if this will have actually caused him to make a decision either way. So he said to me, decided it was time for him to move on for personal reasons. So I'm not able to actually expand more than that because I'm quite thin on that as well, given what he told me.
All right. So I suppose essentially we'll be left speculating because there are issues of the Gupta leaks that have named Ngumane. I mean, he was named around the failed bid to secure lucrative oil concessions in Central African Republic, also named around Gupta's efforts to capture Eskom. There's just a lot around him. So we'll be left speculating about whether it has anything to do with any of those.
Well, Mpavetra, he has at all material times actually refuted those. So I suppose when we get to the end of this, it will be at a point when there is a formal kind of an inquiry that will seek to actually get to the bottom of this. Until then, it's very difficult to actually, you know, successfully, conclude or actually get to the back of these ones. So, but he has actually been refuting this ongoingly. So, we don't know what the real facts are until we've got a formal process.
There's an SIU probe that the minister told us about into what's going on at Eskom. There's also a Hawks probe, and we were told that the probe is, that the Hawks are probing everything to do with the state of capture report. Will Ngumane be cooperating with all of these investigations?
Well, my understanding of these bodies that you're talking about is that they have the power to subpoena. So if it is appropriate for him to appear before those, I don't think that his resignation is going to nullify that.
Yesterday, I spoke to the acting chairperson of Parliament's Portfolio Committee on Public Enterprises, and she said on the 23rd of May, they asked Eskom to hand over very sensitive, important documents for their inquiry to get underway, and Eskom has not done so up until now. Does Ben Ngumane take responsibility for that?
Well, I don't know if this was brought to his attention. He would have actually assumed that this information would have been made available because, what would have been his expectation from my side is that someone would have actually done a clean sweep after the conversation with the portfolio committee. So I think the board will actually take quite a dim view of the fact that we have not, as Eskom, responded to that, and we did actually have a short meeting about that yesterday. So that, I think there are no excuses for why that information has not been made available, and I think the board will actually seek to get in, the answers from the executives in terms of why that information was not made available.
But of course, you know that the link is actually between the board and Parliament. It's not between the executives and Parliament. It's the board that is supposed to hand over these documents to Parliament.
Indeed, but the detail, Kulani, will actually lie at executive, and executives will have had to actually then furnish that information accordingly. So there will be a conversation, certainly, in terms of making sure that actually is corrected. It is indeed something that it should not have happened.
So speaking of the executive, and this is my final question for you, Mr. Gorma, about a week or two ago, Lynn Brown told us that she will soon be announcing the acting chief executive at Eskom. Why has that process dragged on for so long?
I don't know, Golani. That is within the purview of the minister, you know, to appoint an acting CEO. So I don't know what is the latest on that. So I would be actually ill-equipped to answer that question.
But what you may be able to answer for me is, what are the implications then? What are the effects on the ground? Surely somebody must be running that organization. But without an acting CEO, how is that organization operating?
Well, there are executives there, Golani, who are actually quite solid as business people. So they've actually converged to make sure that things still happen as they should.
All right, Mr. Gorma is the spokesperson for the Eskom board.